before we go weiter, so the Gemara asks that why is it that in the Torah you have the smichos between the parsha of Soita and the parsha of the Nazir, where the Torah first mentions the parsha of Soita and then afterwards the parsha of the Nazir, whereas in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos, the way Rebbe was Masadar it was Nazir first and Soita second. And the Gemara said that really the Mishnah should have followed the way it is in the Torah, but there's a cheshbon. We will learn Ksubis, Hamader, Nedarim. Once you learn Nedarim, it makes sense to learn Nazir, and then we'll do Soita afterwards. Rav Tzadik in Pri Tzadik, and this is in Parshas Nasai, so he says a Mahalach a little bit more based on Pnimiyas HaTorah. It's the Kovod of Alachsanya. That is, he says that there's an idea that the Gemara says in Masechtes Chagiga, Dafei Amud Beis, the Gemara there was talking about Rabbi Shur ben Tananya, who throughout Shas used to debate the Kaifrim and the Noitzrim in front of the Kesar, and the stakes were high during these debates. And the Gemara in different places gives us insight into what took place. One of those Gemaras is Chagiga Dafei Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Shur ben Tananya is debating this Tzeduki, and they're talking in riddle. So the tzeduki is merama something to Rabbi Shulam and Chananya. Rabbi Shulam and Chananya knew exactly what he was saying. And then Rabbi Shulam and Chananya was merama something back, and the tzeduki had no idea what Rabbi Shulam and Chananya was saying. So the kesa was there, and he said the following, Gavra de lo yoda, mai machfu le b'machoik, yachvi kami malka. Someone who doesn't know how to pick up on remozim, a person like that, yachvi kami malka, he should be standing in front of a king. How could someone that doesn't fully know how to pick up nuance have a gerech to be able to stand in front of a king? Incidentally, the Vilna Gaon, everyone knows where it appears, in Shulchan Aruch. It's called the Bir Agra. In the Hakdama to the Bir Agra, which was written by one of the Vilna Gaon's grandsons, he writes that the reason the Vilna Gaon used to write so bekitzer, the Bir Agra, it's I in this, I in that, it's bekitzer neira. He used to say over this Gemara, because the Gaon said, Gavra de layoda my machvi le b'mach, yachvi kami malka, and the Gaon felt that it was kami malka, and kami malka, you have to speak beremiza. But either way, says Rav Tzadik, that the limud from this Gemara is that the Melech speaks Beremiza. And that's why when you're in the presence of the king, you don't talk barichos, you don't give long, wordy sermons. But everything in front of the king, Kamei Malka, it's all Beremiza. And he says, the emes is the Eibush that communicates with us, Beremiza. What of the Ramazan? So says Rav Tzadik, I'll tell it to you with a Maisa Shahaya, a Maisa that happened with the Rebbe Reb Zisha. So he says that the Rebbe Reb Zisha was once traveling, and there was an Arul that was traveling alongside him. And this Arul had an eagle, he had an animal, and there was a lot of fodder on this animal. And then the fodder fell off the eagle. So this Arul turns to the Rebbe Reb Zisha, and he says, Rabbi, would you be able to maybe help me? I have to take all this chayr, I have to put it back on this animal. Maybe you can help me out. And he told him, I would love to. Aber eini yochel. He says, Kenisht. So the Arul turned to Reb Zisha, and he said, Dekenstnish, dekenst ya. Vilsnisht. When the Rebbe Reb Zisha heard this, it made such a roshem on him. He said that how many times in life do we fall and we really know that we should pick ourselves up, but we feel too schwach and we feel too weak and we tell ourselves, we convince ourselves, ich kenisht. He said, but I think this aura was giving me starke mosa. The kenst ya, aber the vilsnisht. So the Rebbe, so Reb Tzadik said that this aura was put into Reb Zisha's life for a moment to teach him a lesson. Because that was the remiza. There's a certain remez that was being taught to Reb Zisha, and Reb Zisha needed to hear this. And it was the oral that was sent. He says, really, that's our whole life. Constantly we're meeting people, we're hearing things, we're seeing things, and the things that we're hearing and seeing are meant for us because there is some lesson that we're supposed to take from this. It's a lesson on the madrig of Gavra D'Liyada, my machvalei b'machik, yachvi kami malka, because the way the melech communicates, he communicates for remiza. So said Rav Tzadik, if a person sees Soita B'Kulkula, there's a reason he saw it. It's not a mikra. He didn't punk see Soita B'Kulkula. If a person sees Soita B'Kulkula, so what does he need to do? He needs to take a lesson. It's like the Rebbe Reb Zisha's encounter with this Aro. Yazir Atzma Min Ayayin. It's meant for you. It means you have a problem, a drinking problem. And as a result, Yazir Atzma Min Ayayin, you have to go about fixing it. And you need to do something. But says Rav Tzadik, that even though we understand that we live in a life, we live in a world where the Eibush is sending us messages, this machik that's Kami Malka, but at the same time, there's even a higher madrega, and really something that we have to get better at, said Rav Tzadik, and that is not wait for the Ramazan, but really to be a chacham that's adaf minavi, and to be a royes hanoilet, and for us to understand that it could be I should take certain steps and make certain harchakis and gedarim. It's like this, I'll never find myself, I'll never put myself in a situation where I'm going to need to see a soita b'kukula, so that I'll have to be yazir atzmim min ayayim. Says Rav Tzadik, the chachamim, who were royas anoylid, ezel chacham and royas anoylid, they felt that that's the right mahalach. And the madrega is that we have to go one up and not wait to see the soita b'kukula to be yazir atzmim min ayayim. But fakert, we're going to take the initiative, we're going to understand that there's a concept of a soita. And even though maybe I'm not in a place yet where I need to see the soita, but I don't want to get to that point. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to preempt it, and what am I going to do? I'm going to be yazir atzmim min ayayim before I see the soita b'kukula. So said Rab Tzadik, on the Torah Shepik Savla, level. On the level of Kami Malka, it's first the parasha of Soita, and then it's the parasha of Nazir. Al derech kolaroya Soita bekulkula yazir atzma min ayayin. Abu Chacham is adaf minavi, and the Chachamim were roya sanoilit, and that's why the Chachamim, when they wrote the Torah Shel Ba'al-Peh, they reversed the order. They put the Nazir first and the Soita second to understand that you have to be a roya sanoilit, and don't wait to see the Soita bekulkula to be yazir atzma min ayayin. But to the contrary, you should first be makabel the Naziris before it ever comes to the parasha of the Nazir. He says that's a little pnim. As to why it is in the Torah of Iksav, it's first the parish of Soita, then the parish of Nazar. Because Kami Malka, this is the way it works. Abu Chacham is Adif Minavi, and on the Chacham level, in Torah of Alpeh, we need to make Harchakis, and we need to set up Gedarim for ourselves, that before you ever see the Soita of a Kukul, you're ready to be Yasa Atzman Ayayin, and that's Merum is that in the Torah of Alpeh. First you have the Masechta's Nazar, and then afterwards you have Masechta's Soita.